Hi there. Welcome back to your Canadian Senior Moment. In the first two parts of this series, we explored the initial shock of loss and discussed healthy coping strategies for the body and mind. We've learned that grief is a complex, non-linear journey. The final piece of this puzzle is not about getting over it, but about learning to live with the loss in a way that honors the memory of our loved one while allowing us to move forward. This final stage is about integration. It's about finding a new sense of purpose and meaning in a world that has irrevocably changed. It's a quiet, personal process, but one that is essential for long-term healing. Honoring a life lived, keeping the memory of a loved one alive is a beautiful and healthy way to process grief. It shifts the focus from the pain of their absence to the joy of their presence in your life. Create new traditions. Honor birthdays or anniversaries by doing something your loved one enjoyed. This could be as simple as cooking their favorite meal, visiting their favorite park, or making a donation to a charity they supported. These acts create a continuing bond. Share their stories. Don't be afraid to talk about the person you lost. Sharing fond memories and funny stories with family and friends keeps their spirit alive and reminds you of the happy times. For many, this is a profound comfort. Create a memorial. This doesn't have to be a grand gesture. You could plant a tree in their honor, create a photo album or scrapbook, or frame a favorite poem that reminds you of them. Having a physical touchstone can be a source of strength. Finding a new sense of purpose. After a significant loss, it's common to feel a sense of emptiness or a lack of direction. Re-engaging with life is a crucial step in the healing process. Volunteer your time. Helping others can be incredibly therapeutic. It shifts the focus outward and connects you with a cause bigger than your own pain. Consider volunteering for an organization that was meaningful to your loved one or one that aligns with your own passions. Learn something new. Engaging your mind in a new hobby or skill like a language class, a pottery workshop, or a book club can provide a gentle, positive distraction and a sense of accomplishment. Embrace gratitude. While it can feel difficult, practicing gratitude can slowly shift your perspective. Try to notice small moments of beauty or kindness each day. This doesn't negate your sadness, but it allows space for positive emotions to coexist with your grief. Canadian support resources. Remember, you do not have to walk this path alone. Reaching out for professional support is a sign of strength. Canada has many excellent resources available. MyGrief.ca. Developed by the Canadian Virtual Hospice, this is a free online resource that provides articles, videos, and stories to help people understand and navigate grief. Canadian Mental Health Association CMHA. Your local CMHA branch can connect you with grief counselors and support groups in your area. KidsGrief.ca. For those supporting children or grandchildren through a loss, this is an invaluable resource offering guidance and support. Losing someone you love changes you forever. But in time, the sharp pain of grief can soften into a quiet strength, fueled by memory and love. The goal is not to erase the past, but to build a meaningful future around the beautiful legacy they left behind.
Your journey is your own, but your voice can be a beacon for others. Please consider sharing a resource or a word of hope in the comments below. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.